gift of peace in the midst of troubling times. Project Zion Podcast offers this series of guided practices to help you connect with the divine, no matter where you are or what's going on around you. Take a deep breath and allow your spirit to find calm in the storm of life.
Hi, this is Tyler Mars, Community of Christ Minister and Spiritual Companion. Part of my journey is finding the divine in everyday life. Today, I invite you to join me in a practice focused on LGBTQIA+ pride. Pride Month began as a protest, with trans, gay, and lesbian individuals standing up for their divine rights to inclusion, love, and authenticity in all facets of life. Today, Pride Month is celebrated in a variety of ways. Today's meditation will invite us into a space of love, acceptance, and call. Take a few deep breaths, and I invite you to listen to the water in the background. Today's spiritual practice originates from the temple in Independence, Missouri. I'm currently sitting by the worshiper's path near the waterfall right before entering the sanctuary. A scripture reads above the water feature. Whoever drinks of the water that I shall give will thirst no more. Adapted from John 4. Verse 14. I will return to this in a moment. For now, simply listen to the sounds of water. As we think of pride, what comes to mind? Who are we celebrating? Why are we celebrating? Are we celebrating it all? Perhaps you have a parent, child, aunt, uncle, grandparent, best friend, teacher, or pastor who is LGBTQIA+. How have they blessed your life? I now invite you to think about the broader LGBTQIA+ community, perhaps dozens of people just like your friend or parent or pastor. Do you know their story? What might they desire for their community? Perhaps more love or acceptance even within their community, or affirming health care. I invite you to ponder that for a moment. What is their story? What might they desire? Now let us think of the whole world, LGBTQIA+, and allies. As a collective whole, what do we desire? Is it an abundance of love? Or maybe a wish that who you love would be accepted regardless of what country you reside in? Whoever drinks of the water that I shall give will thirst no more. What do we thirst for? Perhaps it is one of the desires we shared above. Perhaps God is calling you to assist them in the process. I invite you to think back to that person you thought of in the beginning. How can you help them? May we stand resolved to do something with our thirsts, just as Christ advocated for the least of these. May we remember his radical love and hospitality for all is like the water that quenches our thirst. And may we be that to each other. Go forth from this place full of peace, love, and radical inclusive love and hospitality.